Chayshin explains the Rashi. Anyway, so now the Chayshin mentions a number of Rishonim who say that Isur Anoye is Mufkav Bailus. Isur Anoye is naturally. Isur Anoye is naturally. Now, who are the Rishonim who say, as a matter of fact, I looked it up and I wrote it down. The Rishonim. Isur Anoye, Einli Bailes. Who are the Rishonim who say Einli Bailes? So I mean, I'm just mentioning what the Poskim say. I mean, it doesn't mean that everybody says that that's the shittes of all the Rishonim. So there is a Rashi, the Poskim mention a Rashi in Suki. I'm just mentioning what Poskim and Achreim say, Rishonim. Some Rishonim say so, but some Rishonim don't say so. And the others who are Achreim can be say, let's say, many say that Rashi Shiti is that Isur Anoye is no bias. So where is the Rashi? So they mention Rashi in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hei. Omed Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Es daf lamed daled omed beis es kagozel vayovish posl shel asheiro v'shel amedachas posl shel all the posl." This is Anoye. All is Isur Anoye. So in esrik shol you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of daled mini. My time, why is in esrik shol all the posl? So plidibor apriye v'ra'e. Barobin v'ravas, chadomar lefi she'in bo heter achile, v'chadomar lefi she'in bo din mome. V'she'in bo din mome. So, woman doma says that the reason is why. So, that the reason is why Esther Shlol is possible. He cannot be eitze because he doesn't have a din mome. So Rashi says, "Lefi she'in bo din momein, she'in isha v'prute, di isur anoyehu, hilkach laf shalochem." So Rashi says, "Hilkach laf shalochem." So that means, "Tikseis." I mean, the Nisives, they both say that from Rashi, it's mashma that if it's not worth a prute, so mele it's naturally. But so how will that be reconciled with Rashi here? Rashi says here that so Rashi here emphasizes Isur Anoye and Esrik Shlole is not lochem. Why? Because it's not worth a put. It's mashma that poches and shavet put it is worth. But from the Rashi here it's mashma avos. So he says, the chosel is tarufe in molin har belishkef aleen, or the machel behime, vafal gavdol isha beprute. But pochas misha beprute, it's worth. So maybe that's why it's kosher al ole, shel zayis. But that doesn't mean that it's an anoye, it's kosher yet. Because that's not even worth chotzi prute. But here, Rashi in Sukkot says the reverse. He says, v'sheim v'dimom v'sheim isha beprute. This is Anoye implying, but Pachas Mishave Prute it is Shave. But since it's not Shave whole Prute, so really there is Afkoyer Bias. So there is a stira between this Rashi and Sukkot and Rashi and Gittin, but there is no stira. Because what does Rashi and Sukkot mean? That there cannot be bias of a pachas mishal puti. That's not so. It's mentioned in the Rambam in all Rishonim that even though if somebody gazled choti puti, so there is no chiyuv ashove, but a nisa gazel there is. If pachas mipute is mufka bias, why should there be a nisa gazel? If there be a nisa gazel in hefker, if somebody will pick up in the street a burned match, so it's hefker. I mean, even a diamond that is hefker, so there is no nisa gazel. So if the halacha is that something that is not worth a pute, that is worth half a penny, not a penny, is mufka bailes, the owner does not have title in something that is worth less than a pute. So why should there be a nisa gezel? Mishnah says chosi shios mato. Anyway, it's a nisa deraisa to gazel the parsh mishav pute. So we see that there is no such halacha that parsh mishav pute cannot have bailes. Why? Can parsh mishav pute have bailes? Of course it can have bailes. So how does Rashi say? How does Rashi say here that Esrik of Isuranoi cannot be Eitzei? If he's shame body moment, shame shove prute, Isuranoi, he'll cach laugh shalochem. Why? But Pochas Mishove prute, it is worth. Only shove prute not. So why isn't it shalochem? And then Rashi would be in stire with the Rashi in Gittin, because here in Rashi in Gittin, Rashi distinguishes all the shalzais from Isuranoi, because all the shalzais is chodri starufe, so a single olive leaf is not worth a pute, but together with nine others olive leaves, it will be worth a pute. Mashenkin Isuranoi, it's not chodri starufe, it means it's not even worth half a pute. The answer is no. Rashi doesn't mean that Isuranoi is not worth even half a fraction. A fraction of a pute. But, in other words, since it cannot be mitzuref, I mean, I'm saying it the way the Ktzeis explains the Rashi. Even though the Ktzeis doesn't mention all that, but that's how we have to explain the Rashi according to the Ktzeis Pshat. So, Rashi means that there is a difference between Oleshel Zayis and the Suranoi. All the Shalzais, of course it goes without saying that Pochas Meshove Prute is not Mafkir Bailes. One can have title to Pochas Meshove Prute too. But Isuranoi is Afkoyot Bailes. Because Isuranoi is that kind of a Pochas Meshove Prute that it is incapable of being Mitzuref to a Prute. So that's Afkoyot Bailes. If somebody has, let's say, a match in piece of paper, so the single piece of paper is worth less than a penny. But when you buy 1,000 sheets of paper, so it's worth more than a penny. You'll probably pay $1 for it. So mele, the poches mishav is something that is worth a fraction of a pute and is capable of being mitzuref to a pute together with other items like this, the same kind, is not hafkoyel bias. It cannot even be mitzuref to the value of a prute. So mele, that's mafkir bias. So this is the pshat in Rashi. When Rashi says, no, it's no raya from all the shalzais. Because maybe, this is how the Ktzeis explains Rashi. Maybe Vinosan implies that he has to have bias, and Isuranoi, since it's not capable, since the Isuranoi itself in question, it does not have the shavis of pote, and it's not even capable of being mitzuref with others, with similar items, to be worth a pote, so mele it's mufka bias. So it's the Baal does not have title in it. So then we could say that it's possible. But how about Olishal Zayis? Olishal Zayis, it's not worth a putter, but it can be mitzuref with other items, other leaves, olive leaves, to be worth a putter. So mele, even when it's not mitzuref, it's not mufkav bailes. Masha'in kein, in the case where the isha pays, this is the pshat in the Gemara. The dilma shane ol shel zay is the chazal asaruf. So the question is, it's a chiddush. But cholchu mitam that kosri get oisrano is kosher, even though it's not even capable of being mitzuref with other items to be worth a putte, so it's afkoy of bailes. The answer is, so the ksei says, this is the main thing that the ksei says, that by get, since an isha is misgareshes bal kocho, so mele there is no aloche that the baal has to have, that the baal has to have bailes in the paper. The baal has to have bailes in the paper, because it's only aloch of nisine grede. And that's the Ksei's Chiddush in Simen Reish and in Avn Luim Simen Chof Chafches, in Tzisachesh and Simen Reish Siv Beis and in Avn Luim Simen Chof Chafches, that then there is a difference between the Nisine of Eshtamatone and the Nisine of Get. By Get we have a loche of Gito V'chatzir Boin Likeachot. In other words, if a Baal writes a get and he puts the get in his chotzer, and then he's makne the chotzer to the isha, and the isha makes a king in the chotzer, kesef, shtar, hazokei, then she becomes migareshes also, because chatzir mitabdod is raboye, so it's considered as if he put a get into her hand. He didn't put a get in her hand, he put a get in her chotzer, in her apartment. But he put a get in his chotzer, in his apartment, and then he transferred the house, the apartment, the chotzer to her. So the moment she receives the house or the chotzer, she becomes migreshes also. Gito v'chatzero boim lokech. So the Ksei says that's only by get, that's the halacha. But by Shtamatone it is not like that. By Shtamatone it is not like that. One second, please. So he said, by Shtamatone, it wouldn't be like that. Suppose, the Ksei says in Simen Reish Siv Beis, suppose Ruvain has real estate in California. He has real estate in California, and he has real estate in Chicago, and then he wants to give away the real estate, the buildings he has in California to Shimon. But he wants to Shimon, and Shimon is in Chicago. So, and he writes Ishtamatone on the real estate in California to Shimon. So Nechosai. So basically, she be California, knew loch on his son loch. And he writes Ishtamatone. And Shimon is in Chicago. He cannot make a Kiyan Chazoke in the real estate in California. But he can be Mikabel. He can be Mikabel the Shtar. He can be Mikabel the Shtar in Chicago. He can Mikabel. He can be Mikabel the Shtar in Chicago. But suppose he can't even be Mikabel in the Shtar in Chicago in person. Let's say Shimon is sick. Shimon is sick, he's in the hospital. And Ruvain wants to transfer to him a building in California. How will Shimon acquire title in the building in California? He's sick in the hospital. So he can accept Ishtar Matane because Karka is nicknamed Bikesev Ubishtar Bechazoke. So he can, if Ruvain will give Ishtar Matane on the real estate in California, and he'll accept the Shtar Matone and the real estate in California, so then he'll be able to get it. But suppose Shimon is in the hospital, he's not in a position to come and receive the Shtar Matone, so then he decides he'll put the Shtar Matone in the building in Chicago. Now he cannot come and accept the Shtar Matone because he's confined to bed in the hospital. But he'll appoint Levi as his shliach to make a kiyan chazoke in the house, in the apartment in Chicago. So Levi makes a kiyan chazoke, shluch eshlodin kameisei, some mele, and Ruvain puts the Shtar Matone on the real estate in California. He puts it in his apartment, in Ruvain's apartment in Chicago. And then Levi is the shliach of Shimon to make a kiyan chazoke in the apartment. It's not a big deal. No algod al poras. He just has to take the key and close the door. So that's a kiyan chazoke. So the moment Levi closes the doors, locks the doors of the building in Chicago, so that means it's a kiyan chazoke by Shimon. So we would say some mele. So it's tamatono vechatzeiro boin likeachot. So he should acquire the real estate in California. So the ksei says no, he doesn't acquire it because in order to become a sode for a shtar, so he has to acquire title in the shtar. So first. So in other words, how does he acquire title in the shtar? By getting it in his hands. So it has to be his chotzer before it, and then it is put. We cannot say shtorov v'chatzir boin kechot. So why do we say that if the Baal writes a get to his wife and he puts it in his chotzer and then she makes a kiyan chazoke in the chotzer, so then she's miskareshes. So he says, by get, the isha doesn't have to acquire title in the paper. And he says, the raya is, because the isha is miskareshes bal kocho, how can a person acquire title, something against his will? The halacha is that if the baal throws it into her hands, and she's screaming, I don't want to acquire title to the get. She's still migoreshes. If the aloha had been by get, that she has to acquire title in the paper, so she couldn't become migoreshes bal kocho, how is it that he can throw it into her chotzer, into her hand, and she's migoreshes? So the aloha by get, that's the ksei schidesh, is nisinigrede. It's only aloha of a physical delivery, mi yodei li yodo, but the isha does not have to be zeicha in the paper. Because if the isha had to be zeicha in the paper, so then bal kocho, she couldn't become migoreshes. So it's only aloch of nisine grede. So mele by get, we have a din of gita v'chatzir bon kechot. Mashinkim b'shtamatone, in order to become a yisode, by getting the shtamatone, she has, there is no aloch of nisine miyodei liyodo b'shtamatone. Only schia in the shtar. Schia means title. But so he cannot say Gita v'chatzir b'rin k'achot. So he says some mele avol matone di binon sheyiske hamikabel b'shtar matone derech schie v'chol zman shalibo hachotzer liyodei lizocho b'shtar matone. Some mele we do not say shtam Gito, I'm not Gito, but shtar matone v'chatzir. Because in order to be zeicha in the chotzer for ishtar, so the person, the mikabel matone, has to acquire title in the shtar. How does he acquire title in the shtar? Either for king yad or king chotzer. So it has to come into the chotzer that is already the mikabel matone's chotzer. But here, boim keachod, we don't say. But Gabi Get, she doesn't have to acquire title in the Get altogether. She only has to get it. She has to be a recipient of the Get. She doesn't have to acquire title. She doesn't have to be Zeich in the Get. For Rai Bal Kocho, she's also Mizgracious. How can a person become an owner of the parchment, of the piece of paper, when she keeps on screaming, I don't want it, I don't want it? So there is no requirement that she should be zeicha in the niyor. So meile we say gita v'chatzir b'rin k'achot. But by shtar matone, there is no din of nisine. There is only a din of schi of the shtar. So meile we don't say gita v'chatzir b'rin k'achot. It's a big chiddush. A big chiddush. We don't say gita v'chatzir. Now, so the question is: so what's the pshat in the Gemara here? If there is no aloha bishlim, if we say not like the tzeis, that by get it's not only aloha of nisine, miyodei miyodo, but what is true of all shtores, so is also true by get, that the isha has to be zeich in the get. So then we understand the Gemara when the Gemara says, Omar afrizde yochilne le misoline li kule gite de alme. Omar le Rove my time healing, Mishum di Kosav, di Kosav, for ye, Kokosvale, some male, she pays the scrivener's fee, some male, she should get title to the paper, some male, the Baal doesn't even own the paper, so how can we be cashes? Because the Kosav in Osan implies that the Baal has to have the title in the paper. Nadishe, so Aknil Rabbonon, because Hefka Bez Nefka. So the Baal gets the title, even though the Isha pays the fee to the Sefer, but the Baal gets the title. But the Gal gets the title. But how can the Gemara say that because Avinosan implies that he has to have title in the get. But at all, Kosvala Isuranoi is kosher, even though the Ksei says, according to Rashi, Isuranoi is Afkoy of Bailes. So not the Baal has title to the paper, and not the Isha can acquire title in the paper by Isuranoi. Still it's kosher. So how does the Ksei explain it? Because by get, there is no aloche of being zeiche in the paper. It's only aloche of physical delivery, of nisine grade. Some mele, why do we have to resort to hefka bez nefka without hefka bez nefka? Because there is no aloche of being zeiche in the get. Some mele doesn't, the Baal doesn't have to have title in the get, and the Isha doesn't have title in the get. So the Ksais mentions a big chiddush. That because Avinosan only implies that the get cannot be written on parchment and paper in which somebody else has title. But on hefker the get paper, that is consistent with the aloha because Avinosan. So this is what the Gemara says. Omar afrizi yochilne li mifzilin li kuligit daume. Omar rove my time ile mishum tichsi because Vinosan implies that it cannot be written on paper and parchment that belongs to somebody else. No, but here it doesn't belong to someone else because Hefka Bezn Hefka, so even though Midraise, if the Isha pays the fee, some mele, the paper should belong to her, but here the paper doesn't belong to her. But Isura Anoye, it doesn't belong to anybody else. It's like Hefka. So in other words, what the Ksei says briefly is that kosri al niyor shel hefker is kosher. Now, the kosri al niyor shel hefker is kosher. Now, on that inyan, there seems to be two days in the Bes Yosef. Kufchof, I think. He doesn't discuss an Yorshal Hefker, but he discusses, the Tzei says that when the Gemara says, if not for the Hefker, there's no Hefker, then a get, all the getting would be possible, because since the Isha pays the Sefer's fee, so Mele, the paper belongs to her, not to the Baal. So Mele, that is possible. So the Ksei says that's because the paper belongs to somebody else. But if the Baal would write the get on Hefkadike paper, even though he wouldn't have kavone to be zeich in the paper, and at the time of the Nisine he still does not have title to the paper, so then it's okay. So Mele, that's why Bisuranoi is kosher, because Bisuranoi is Mufkov Bailes, but no one is Bailes. So he mentions a raya from the, in other words, so there's the Ksei's Chiddush, that on Yorshal Hefker is kosher. Yorshal Hefker is kosher. Or it's only possible because Avinosan implies that it's if written on Yor of somebody else, so it's possible. So then he mentions there is a machlekes between a certain Rishnu Vikuntres. It's not Rashi. When Tesis says Kuntres, so that's Rashi. But when the Bes Yosef says Vikuntres Kosov, no one knows. I mean, maybe some people know who that Rishon was. So the Bes Yosef says, O Vikuntres Kosov, Tzor Sheyi Adyei Uklav Mishel HaBaal, Sheloyei Gezel. In other words, that if the Baal guzzled a piece of paper and then he wrote the get, so the Kuntres says the get is possible. Get is possible. So then the Bes Yosef says, Veloy dok, dim kosav, dim gozal an yo, vi kosav a get kosher, tmoshe kosav rabbeinu bisomo b'shem arama. In other words, so he says, no, that if the Baal guzzled a piece of paper and he wrote a get, so he guzzled it before he wrote, by the time when he delivers the get to the Isha, so the Isha is Kene Bishinu Maise, because he guzzled it, it was a blank piece of paper. Now it's a get, it's a whole shtar. I mean, whatever it says, it's a Shinu in Hefta. So Mele, the Isha acquires title. So, but suppose the Sefer, wrote the get. He didn't get anything. He didn't get anything, not from the Isha, not from the Baal. So Takonis Chachomim was that when the Isha gives the fee to the Sefer, so the Baal should get title. Only if somebody gives it, pays the Sefer. But suppose no one gives the fee to the Sefer. The Sefer was promised the fee, and then no one gives him a fee. So then the Baal doesn't get title, he doesn't acquire title in the paper. So who has title in the paper? Who has title in the paper? The Sefer. So suppose the Sefer wrote on parchment and no one gave him the fee. Some melee, it was his piece of paper. Just one second. It was his piece of paper. It was his piece of paper. And then, and the Sefer said, he's not makne to the Baal, but the Baal guzzled that get from the Sefer. He says, never mind, you don't want to give it to me, but I'm taking it. And then he gave that get that he guzzled in a written form. So then there is no Shinu. So then the Bes Yosef is made it, that she's not migrashis. Anyway, so the Kseis mentions that since the Bes Yosef is chilik and the Kuntres, The kuntreshiti is that even if the Baal guzzled a blank piece of paper and he wrote and get on it, so then the isha will be able to acquire title. To acquire title in the paper because of shinu, because shinu ma'ase and shinu rishus and so on. So then the kuntra says that the get is possible because at the time when he gave it to her, it wasn't his. Even though she acquires title, the Bais Yosef is chelek, and he says no. True that at the time when he was gave it a get, it wasn't his, but she acquires it. So mele, it's a good get. But that does not mean that on Yoshal Hefker. So that does not mean that by Surah Noe, Mele Niyoshal Hefker, all right. So Niyoshal Hefker, we can say, if it's not Surah Noe, so true, he didn't have title at the time he gave it to her, but she intends to be Zeichenet, so she acquires title. But by Surah Noe, where no one, it's Mufka of Bailes, according to Ktzeis, and that's Rashi Shite. So she cannot acquire title altogether. So what analogy is it with a gozel niyor? Because of get al niyor, and he gave it to the isha. So the Bais Yosef is chilik on the contrast, and he says that she is migrashes. But that doesn't mean because the Bais Yosef holds that by get she doesn't have to acquire title in the paper. Over there, she does acquire title in the paper because she's keni it, even though it was gezel by the abal, but she's keni it for shinu rishus and shinu maise. Mashenk in the case of Isur Anoye, wadi she cannot be keni it because there is no sri in Isur Anoye. Why she should be migrashes? So mele the raya from Bais Yosef is not a strong raya, but the Ktzeis explains it because by get. There is no aloche of Sri in the star because she's Mizgareshes Bal Kocho also. And if she's Mizgareshes Bal Kocho, she cannot acquire title in the paper. So it's only aloche of Nisine Grede. So mele be Surah Noye, even though Surah Noye is Mufke of Sri, Mufke of Bailes, but she can still be Mizgareshes. So mele Shtamatone, the Ktzeis says, if somebody will write Shtamatone on Surah Noye, so it will be possible. Because it's Mufka Bailes, Tamatone, yes. There is no aloha of Nisine, Miyode, Liyodo. There is only aloha of Sri in the Shtar. And by Shtar Kedushin, why does the Yerushalmi say? So the Yerushalmi discusses, Isuranoi de Raise, Isuranoi de Rabbonon. So why does the Yerushalmi say that by Shtar Kedushin it's kosher? Because Iska Shavaya Litzi. So that's why it's kosher. Anyway, briefly, according to Ktzeis, so the whole aloha because of the Nosan does not imply that the Baal has to write a get on his paper and that the Isha has to acquire title in the paper because Kosvel Isranoi is also kosher and Isranoi is Mufka Bailes and he mentions a raya from the Rashi in Suki. But it's not, this is the Tzeis Pshat in Rashi in Suki. When Rashi says in Suki, that the reason is why Esrik Shalole is not Yeitze, because if you shame what the moment she should have put the Surah Noyeu, he'll kach laf shalachem. It's not a raya b'chachas, because we could say the pshat in Rashi is not that if it is less than he should have put it, and it's incapable of being mitzuref they put it, so it's afkoy of bairus. No, it's not afkoy of bairus. It's afkoy of lochem. Lochem means that it has to have baile ownership that is choshev. There can be ownership in less than put also, but that's not a lochem. Lochem means something that belongs to me in which I can enjoy it for in the value of a pote. But if the enjoyment and the use will always be less than a pote, so that's not lachem. But that doesn't mean that it's mufkal bailes altogether. that doesn't mean that it's mufka balis altogether. Now the ksei is there is one rishon who says that isur anoy is mufka balis altogether. That's the Ran in Nidorim. There is the Gemara in Nidorim here. I think so, no? I thought that the Ran in Nidorim mentioned, the Ran in Nidorim, the Avizore, mentions the Chuvis Rashbo. The Chuvis Rashbo is, I don't have the Chuvis Rashbo here, say, Chilik Alef Tov Reish Mem Vov. So there he says that the reason is why Ost Esri Shalol is also is not Yitze, because since it's so annoying, it's naturally. I mean, it's the Ksei says, but the Ksei says, Midayik from the Rashi, I don't see it from the Rashi. From Rashi only, Rashi only emphasizes that Isur Anoye is not Shove Prute, and since it cannot be Mitzuref to Shove Prute, so it's Afkoy of Lochem, but that doesn't mean that it's naturally. However, the Rashbo says that it's Mufke of title. Now, the Ritvo in Suke mentions in the name of the Raivet, that why is Eslik Shalol apostle if he shainly din momain? Because it's not Lachem. Ki loikrine by Lachem. So then the Ritvo is chelik and derive it. And he says, Visu, divadai kol mide de have di day, uvirshu say the less beschus la achirim Lachem krinebe. So in other words, so that Indian that the Ksei says, that Isur Anoye is Mufka of Bailes, the Rashbo in Tof Reish Mem Vov says it, and the Ritva mentions the same shit in the name of the Raivet, but the Ritva is Chelik on the Raivet. He says, Visu divadai, kol mide dehave di dei, uvirshu say, di les beischus la'acherim, lochen krenebe. So why is Esri Shalol apostle the only demomain? So he says, Vanochin di bitrumet meo viole, kolalme loipliga di psuim kol shivo, but not because it's a chisong of Lachem, but because since it requires biurole, so mimele ktuse mechteshure. So ktuse mechteshure. So in other words, so we have a machlekes between the Raivet and the Ritvo, as to whether Isur Anoye is Afkoy of Shalei or it's not Afkoy of Shalei. The Rashbo and the Raivet say that Isur Anoye is Afkoy of Shalei, but the Ritvo is Chelik. Now, I have the impression that the Ran in Nidorim Daf Pehei mentions the Rashbo, but I can't find it, so it's probably somewhere else in Nidorim, not Daf Pehei. I'm sure that the Ran does mention the Rashba Shite. But there's the Rashba Shite in the Chuves, Tof Reish Mem Vov, that Isur Anoye is Afkoye of Bailes. Is Afkoye of Bailes. So then the question arises, if it's Afkoye of Bailes, so why is Kosav Getal Isur Anoye
kosher?
Why do we say Kosav Getal Isur Anoye is kosher? So the Ksei says, because by get, there is no aloha that he has to be zeiche in the get, since she's mizgaresh bal kocho, according to the Rashbo and the Raivet, we have to say that. But the tour says, the Ritvo says he is chelik and the Raivet, and he says beferesh, visu divadai kol mide dehave di dei. Over Shusei, the lesbis Husla Achirim, Lochem Krinebe. So, why is all a apostle not Yitze? Because Ktusemechte Shure, but not. There is Aloha that anything that requires Bio, Ibut Minaelom, so the Shio is missing. Anyway, so. Now, how about Rashi? Excuse me, just one second. How about. there is the Gemara Psachim. No, there is no Gemara Psachim here. Okay, I have a Gemara Psachim. Thank you. Says that there is no Isad Gezel. There is no Isad Gezel in Isur Anoi. In other words, if Reuven has Isur Anoi and Shimon gazels from him, he's not even the Isad Gezel. Why? Because it's Hafkoy of virus. And they even mention 87 in Kloim, Perigimu, that Klai Akerem, some Mele, Einbe Mishum Gezel. In other words, if somebody sees Klaya Kerem in somebody else's Kerem, so Einbe Mishum Gezel, he's allowed to be Ekeret. But the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Simen in Hilchos Pesach, the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tof Lamed Hei, Kuntres Hachre. So he is Medayik from Rashi. One second, please. He is Medayik from Rashi's Loshen. In Psochim Daf Lamed Aleph, even though the Ksei says that according to Rashi, so Yisir Anoi is Afkoy of Bailes, and Memele that Rashi agrees with the Rashbo, there is no Yisir Gezel. How about the Tisefti Klein Desik Rashi? All right, maybe it's a special takone that as a knas for the one who is Nitea Klein, who keeps Klein in his Keren, so it's Ad Hefka Bez Nefka, so the Chachomim said that Einbe Mishum Gezel, but it's not that Hafkoy of Bailes. But the Rashba Shita is there is no Yisra Gezel in Yisur Anoi. In other words, if you take away chometz of a Jew, you're not even the Yisra Gezel, according to Rashba. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Kuntres Achri in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tof Lamed Hei, so is Midayik from Rashi's Loshen at in Psochim Daf Lamed Aleph. Omud Beis. Now, I don't want to go over the whole Gemara, but here Rashi has reference to somebody who is Mazik, who takes away somebody else's chometz. So, Yom Pesach. So he says, Rashi says, "Vi chometz be Pesach." The last line, Lamed Aleph Omud Beis, Lav Bar Domim, Di Osa Bar Noye, Vi Afli Hesek Lehave Chozalei, Vi Lav Midi Afzadei. So he's Potter of Tashloim. Lav midi afzadei, because what kind of hefset was he giving me? He takes the chometz of another Jew and he uses it as fuel. He uses it as fuel. Some mele, he doesn't have to pay, because what was he afzadeim? What could he have done with it if he didn't use it as fuel? But if Rashi Shita had been like the Rashbo, that chometz Pesach is your anoye, is mufka bailes. So why does Rashi have to resort to the term Lav Midi Afzadei? It's mamish the last few words in Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. Lav Midi Afzadei. There is no Gezel. So on the contrary, so the Rashi Panor says, no, Rashi Shita is that there is Bailes, but by Esrik, it's not Lochem, it's not something that is Chashivas. Because it doesn't have a worth of prote, but even something that is not worth of prote, there is still bailes. It's also to gazali pachas mishem prote, but bailes he has. So the question is, why is he part of tashlomim? So he says it. He's part of tashlomim. Lav midi afzadei. On the contrary, I mean, I didn't find the Ran. I'm sorry, I didn't find the Ran of Rizore, and I have the impression that the Ran in Idorim, and I have the impression the Ran of Rizore also mentions the Rashbo, and he agrees with it, but I couldn't find it. I don't know, I'll try to find it. I didn't find it so far. Anyway, so according to the Rishenim who say that Isir Anoye is mufkav bailes, and there couldn't be any shrien isoranoye, and still the Gemara says, kosfera isoranoye is kosher. So the question is, how is it kosher? But the Baal has to write the get on his paper. The ish has to be zeich in the paper. So then, according to this Rishenim, we have to say like the ksei. Since Garesh is Baal Korcho, so mele there is no aloche of that she has to be zeich in the get. Because Baal Korcho, she's one couldn't be zeich. But that's not muchach, because we could say, here it's exasakos, she's not the rest of Baal Korcho, so she acquires title Baal Korcho also. So even if he'll buy the get and he tavlishes off, when it's worth a lot of money, and he'll be migarisha Baal Korcho, she'll also acquire title Baal Korcho and the tavlishes off. Anyway, so according to the Rashbo and the Ravet, that this Ranoi is mufka bailes, we have to accept the Ksei's Chiddush. But according to the other Rishonim, Rashi and the Ritva, that this Ranoi is not mufka bailes, we don't have to accept the Ksei's Chiddush. Now, I have the impression that the Ran Nidorim and the Ran Navizore mentions the same aloha in the name of the Rashbo, and that he also says that there is no Isar Gezel in Isur Anoye, but I couldn't find it. I thought it's Daf Behei, and I thought the Ran Navizore, Daf Mem Aleph, Mem Vei says it, and I looked, maybe it's in the Chedusha Ran Navizore, not the Ran and the Rif, I don't know, but anyway, the Rashbo says it, and the Ravid says it, the Ritva mentions it in Sukkot Aflamed Hei, in the name of the Ravid. And the Shite of the Ritva is himself is the contrary, and Rashi, while the Ktseis assumes that Rashi Shite is like the Rashbo, but the Rav Shulchan Aruch, on the contrary, is Mechiach, is Medayik from the Rashi, in Sochim Daflamed Aleph, that Rashi Shite is not like the Rashbo, but Rashi Shite is dafke like the Ritva. Alright, now, so, when the Gemara says, Ilaimim Shim Dixivi Kosa Voche Yilko Kosvele, Vidume Aknui Akle Rabono. So that means that the Kosaf implies that it has to be written on the paper in which the Baal is titled. So the Ksei says, it means if somebody else has title, then it's possible. But if it is written on paper shall have care, then it's okay. That's what the Ksei says. Alright. Now, Tana Rabbanon, Vikosa Veloi Chokak. Because I spent so much time on this Gemara, so I want to cover a little more ground. Vikosa Veloi Chokak. Does that indicate that Chikke is not Ksive? Verminu, Evet she yotza b'chsaf shal gabi tavle u pinkos, yotza l'cheos. If an Evet is gets a shtashichu, and the shtashichu is written, or engraved, gabitavle, that's engraved, that's chikike. So yotzorecheo, so we see that chikike is ksive. Avoloi b'ksav shal gabikife v'anduchtere. What is ksav shal gabikife v'anduchtere? In other words, with threads. You sew aces with threads.
Embroidery.
Yeah, embroidery, yeah. So that's not considered ksive. Omar ule, Omar avleza. So it's a stira between two prices. Here one price says like Gabi Getisho that Chikike is not good, and Gabi Shtashicho is the same thing as Get. Chikike is good. Omar Ule, Omar Ablaza, Loi Kashi, Ho de Chok Teichis, Ho de Chok Yereichis. Now I mentioned it. Chok Yereichis means if you engrave the Yereichis. If you engrave. Chok Teichis means you take a piece of wood and you start carving out wood, and you make a whole cavity in the wood, and then you leave on the sides, you leave it uncarved. So maybe you have a form of a Ches formed. In other words, you can do it with erasure also. Suppose you have a blotch of ink. Then you take an eraser and you start erasing all the ink in the middle, over here, and you leave just one line of ink here, one line of ink here, one line of ink here. So maybe you have a ches form. So that's hokteches, like carving out in the middle, and then you leave the sides uncarved. So maybe you have a tzura of a ches, a tzura of a hey. You can manipulate to have all kinds of aces. That's hokteches, because that if you engrave directly the sides of the ches, one line here you engrave yachikia, that's hokteches. But suppose you start carving out in the middle the wood, and you take out pieces of wood and you leave the sides, so then you have a tzura of the ches form, that's chok teches, so that's not ksive. So the braise that says because of the chokak, chkike is not good if it's chok teches, and the braise that says that evet sheyotzo b'chsav shal gabitavle, that's chkike engraving, so that's chok teches. Hoder ala siderashi. Hoder chok teches shalaisiyas v'sidein. Voices built his inix up, Lifishaloitsia as Oasis, Elohox Vesayan, Voates Nisha, Moshoyo Bitfus Oasis Milel, Hot the Hocker Hesayan Shalasius, the Haine Hain Mamesh, Sheishka Xab, Zuixiv. Now the Gimora Sikash Vitechas lay, Hocker is not considered Xive, Firmino in regard to the tzitz of the King God. Lohoyo kots ksove shikea el beilit kidin resolve. Now, let's see the Rashi. Lohoyo ksove shal tzi shikea el beilit. In other words, it bulged out the aces of the tzitz, kedesh lashem, so was bulged out like the tzure in the din resolve. Vo din resolve techese? Why is din resolve? Teches, the kosal gedaite, kishumake bikones, chesem amad be aladina, teches, usvive isures achesem, because how are the din resolve coined? How is it made? Through a mold. So, in other words, when his make bikesem, so he presses, he exerts pressure on the tech, and then the tzura of the aces are formed. He doesn't form the tzuras of the aces directly. But by itself, by exerting pressure in the middle, so then the tzuras of the aces start bulging out. Around, so they make a depression in the teich, mimele the sides become elevated. So that's chok teches. Usvive suras adina. Uchineges kias reishem achesem. Ein adina shal zov nitzchak. Umi eilo hatzuroi meres bin keimo. It's not that the tzuroi is raised, but the teich is depressed. So mimele, but the tzuroi is chok teches. And tzitz, it has to be ksav. Vigabi tzitz ksav. Michtav pituch echeisem almo ksivei. So how can you say chok teches is not ksav? So the Gemara says, when it says lohoyo ksavi shekei al beilit, it didn't resolve, it doesn't mean it was mamish like the resolve. The resolve was chok teches, but here it was chok teches. Kidin resolve the beilit, the loike din resolve the lohosom teches hoche yereches. Hochayrechis, filo hochayrechis, sho yatzitz dak came tas, because it was a very thin piece. Vitzor eisies meiver echos, videchit yer rasein. In other words, if you make a depression, suppose you'll take a tablet. This is a tablet. And suppose you start pushing from this side, and then the ACS bulge out on the other side. So that's Hokireches. So in other words, the marshal of the resolve is just by the resolve the ACS bulged out. So here they also bulged out. But they bulged out not through an act of Hokireches. It bulged out because they started to make depression on the other side until it pushed out. So the melee is Hokireches. All right. Viel auch ihr Reiche, ich habe ja Zeit, da kein Tass, wie so, wo ist hier es mir verrechert, wie dich ich ja gesehen, wie hein Bild ist mir verrascheni, muss ich mit Zeir im Kessel besorgen, wo es soll die Kova bechleiz, sche scheiß in beim Jai. Now die Gemorre says, Oma le Rabbine le Ravashe, Rusch me Michratz Choritz, oi Knufe Mifnef. Ereishen, I mean, there's the same Shaila in regard to a Chesed. How is it done? Is it done by way of Hokteiches, or it's done by way of Hokireches? If we say Michatz Choritz Hateiches, Vasfira Shalzorose Shishikas, Chirzim Biderkin, Teiches, Usfira Shalzores Adina, Achi Medes Soros Adina Beletes, then it's Hokteiches. Moshois of Nafkimine Shimchokis Haget Bechesem, Vichosfe Al Gabitas, Lo have ksav di teichesu. Oy knufe miknef. Knufe miknef means suras achesem shishikas. Kishchet chesel deich kimes teichesu dina. Vi nichnas azov ksaz b'deichek b'sich shkiyas atzure. Vi nimtach mitir deichke vi nichnas l'sich atzure. Vi lab meinein. Elo is biodayim al dem matas hakones atzure atzman im teches l'sich hareishem v'arikosu biodayim. So, omalei Michatz Choritz, Eisve, Lohe Keisvi Shekeya Lebeleit, Gidinus Azov, to the Tzitz, the same thing, Vizal Gedeitach Michatz Choritz, so Bino Michta Vileke, so by Tzitz it should be possible because Michta Pituche Chesed. So the Gemara says, it doesn't mean Mamesh Gidinus Azov, by Din Rezov it was Choktechis, but by the Tzitz it had the common characteristic with Din Resolve, that the common characteristic consisted in the ACS bulging out, but in Din Resolve it was done, it bulged out by way of Hokteiches, but here it bulged out by way of Hokireches. Kedin Resolve, it Din Resolve. The Kedin Resolve, the Beileid, like Din Resolve, the Losa Mikavoye, the Hoche Meavroi. Now, anyway, there are many tshuvas, Masil Biyomin, about printed get. Suppose a printer prints a get lishmo. Is it kosher or not kosher? So the Masil Biyomin discusses it. The Masil Biyomin discusses it, and he says that printing is chokshareches. Printing is chokshareches, and the ever they are machshor such a get. But that does not necessarily mean that the printing today is also Hokireches, because there is a difference between the printing 400 years ago when the Masil Biyomin or the Tshuva and the way the printing is done today. So it does not necessarily mean that today if the printer, let's say, will get an order to print a get lishmo and then he'll print maybe 1,000 copies of the get with one stroke, that it will be kosher according to Masil Biyomin. But the way the print was done, the printing was done in the days of the Masil Biyomin, so the Masil Biyomin was matter I printed get the event. Alright. Boy minei rove merav nachman, kosaf lo get al tashal zov, v'yoma lo iskabli gitech v'iskabli ksevosech mau. In other words, the tashal zov, that's the paper, a golden tablet. So can she collect the ksuve by getting the tashal zov? The tashal zov. Now, of course, the ksei says that this abaye of kosaf leget al tashal zov v'yoma lo iskabli gitech v'iskabli ksuvosich has reference only to the case where is misgareshei somidaita. Gatzena. But if he's Migarish Isa Bal Kocho, then the Ksei says, how can one acquire title to the paper when he doesn't want to acquire title in the paper? So why is he Migarish? Because by get there is no requirement that the Isha should be Zeche in the paper. It's only Aloche of Nisini Grede. But to collect the Ksuve, she has to acquire title in the tablet. So the Ksei says that this Abai of the Gemara, Kosav Lugetal Tashal Zov, the Omalo, his Kabli Gitter, his Kabli Xavosech Mao, Omalo in his Kablo Gito, in his Kablo Xavoso, is only when he's Migarisha Midaito. But if he's Migarisha Balkocho, she doesn't acquire title to the paper, and she doesn't, and here the paper is a tablet, Shalzov, a golden tablet, she doesn't acquire title, how can she get paid for the Xuve? So, but those who are chilek on the Ksais, there are many who are chilek on the Ksais, because the Ksais is a bit chilek. Reb Chaim also was chilek on the Ksais. Even though it seems to me that according to the Rashbo and the Ravet, we have to say like the Ksais. According to the Rashbo and the Ravet, we have to say like the Ksais. All right, but anyway, if we, those who are chilek on the Ksais, and who say that get also requires, besides Nisine, it requires Chia in the Nior. So how can Nisha be Misgaresh Bal Kocho? There's the Xeras HaKosov, that she acquires title to the get Bal Kocho, whether she likes it or not. So mainly if the get happens to be engraved on a golden tablet, she also acquires title to the golden tablet. So mainly even when she is Migaresh Bal Kocho, she will collect the Ksuve by receiving the get, even if it is Bal Kocho. Eisve, his kabli gitech vasholik sevosich, his kablo gito vasholik sevoso. Time di kisho holeke sholoi. Sho means the blank portions of the tablet between one shore and the other, so that she can collect. If the value in the gold of the blank portion of the gold, so there is enough to collect the ksuve. Time di kisho, ho le kisho loy. So the Gemara says, ho adin afal gav le kisho. The ho kamash milon, the afal gav di kisho, I oma le ein, I loy loy. My time avire de migilte. Who? In other words, because when can she get paid if the Baal tells her he wants her to get paid? But so even in the blank portions of the golden tablet, if the Baal didn't spell out that he wants her to get paid with the gold, so saying she doesn't get paid, because Minastam, if he doesn't say, he doesn't mean to use it in payment of the ksuve. He only is giving it to her as the paper on which the get is. And the which they get is written, so Mimele, she can still collect the Ksuvi. All right, so that will be all. Now, Wednesday, there is no Shia. Thursday is Tisha B'Av. But there is no reason as to why there shouldn't be Shia on Friday morning. I don't know how long I'll continue, because I am involved in therapy, so I don't know if I have to make an appointment with the doctor in Boston, so maybe I'll take a vacation, but I like it's the shame as to whether by Surah Noya there is bailus or there is no bailus. So I mentioned that the Rajbo Shitti is that by Surah Noya there is no bailus. And then I was looking in the Ram Nidorim, I couldn't find it, but I found it, after that. He said, the Ram mentions the Rashba Shite, but the Ram doesn't appear to agree with the Rashba. But the Rashba Shite is that by Isur Anoye there is no bailus. Now, the question is, if by Isur Anoye there is no bailus, but then the other Rishenim, the Ritvo says that there is bailus. And even though many Achreinim say that Rashi Shita is like the Rashbo, but the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Kuntres Acher in Simen Tov Lamed Hey in Hilchas Pesach, he is medayik from Rashi in Psochim Daf Lamed Aleph, that Rashi says that there is no tashlumim if somebody is mazik the chomet shel chaveri be Pesach because lav mida hafsidim. He wasn't mafsidim. What kind of hefzid did he have? He couldn't use it anyway. But if there is no bailes, so it's hefka. Why does Rashi have to say lav mida hafsidim? So it's a raya from this Rashi daf lamed aleph in Psochim. On the contrary, that Rashi shite is like the Ritvo. The Ritvo in Sukkah. The Ritvo in Sukkah daf lamed hey. The Esri Shri Surah Noe. So he is not Yeitze, he aren't frish. Why? Because it's not Lochem. That's how Rashi says. And the Ritvo mentions the name of the Raived since it's in Surah Noe. So Memele is not a Baile. So the Raived Shite is like that. But the Kseis and many other Achreinim assume that Rashi Shite is also like that because Rashi says that it's not Lochem, but the Pshat in Rashi is not Lochem, it doesn't have any real Shavius. It doesn't have any real Shavius, it doesn't have a Shavius of a potent. So, Mimele, it's a Koye of Lochem, not that no Bailim altogether. Lochem implies not just that it should be Bailim, it should have a Shivus of Bailis, but Isur Anoye is not worth a potent. So it's no chshivas of bailes, but Tochas Mishav Pekute, there is a Nisa Gezel, there is bailes. So but it's a hafkoy of lachem. The Ritvo mentions the Raived Shite that Isur Anoye is not a bailim, and from the Raived it's mashma not a bailim mamish. Not like Rashi that it's a chisong in lachem because lachem implies there has to be chshivas. Bailes of Kshivas, not something that is worth very little, Pachas Meshav Epote. So the Ritvo rejects the Raivis Pshat, and he says the reason as to why the Esri Shavis Anoye is not Yeitze is because of Ktuse Mechtashur, because it requires Bio, and the Esri requires Shio, Ki Egeis. So Memele, if it's Anoye, and it requires Bio, it has to be destroyed. So Memele is Ktuse Mechtashur, so the Shio is lacking. Shio is lacking. But Bailes there is. So anyway, so we see that there is a Machlekes Rishayim. Who is the Rishi that really says that Isur Anoye is Afkoy of Bailes? That is the Raivet. And from the Rashbo, it's also mashma that it's afkoyer bailes. From the Rashbo in the Tshuves, and now we have. On Tuesday, we went over the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi mentions in Machlekes, Ligabe. Star Kdushin, if Kosfer is Suranoye, there is kosher or not kosher. So the Gemara says, then the Gemara says that the same thing is true of a get. Then the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, that there is no nafkemine. And one says, no, there is, it's not the same thing. Kdushin and get are not the same thing. Then the Yerushalmi in Perkalef of Kdushin, Aloch Aleph, says, that there is no difference between get and kedush, and the machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer is not really machlekes. In other words, when Rebbe says that get that was written on Isur Anoye is kosher, and shtar kedushin that was written on Isur Anoye is kosher, so Rebbe has reference to Isur Anoye midivreim, and Rebbe Lezer who says that get that was written on Isur Anoye is possible, or Ishtar Kedushin that was written on Isur Anoye is possible, has reference to Isur Anoye derais. Anyway, from Yerushalmi it's mashma that get a kosher Isur Anoye derais is possible. Now, if we say like the Raive Chite, the Raive Chite, that that Yisranoi is Afkoi of Bailes, Yisranoi Afkoi of Bailes, and the Rashbo and the Ran in Idorim mentions that the Rashbo says that there is no Yisar Gezel in Yisranoi. In other words, one is allowed to take away the chometz of a Jew, and this not just because the lafrushim yisure, because the owner is mechuyev to destroy it. So mele he exercises kriya. No, there is no yisar gezel because yisur anui is hefker, and the raya is from perikei that is hefte perikei the klayim, that if somebody sees klayim bikarem shel chaverei, so ein be mishum gezel. So that's from that raivet it's mashma that there is no bailes. We'll soon see. I mean, the raivet said so. Mele the question. So then we understand the Yerushalmi. Why the Yerushalmi says that kosvei get kosav get al yisranoi. The raivet says so. The get is no get. Why? Because there is aloche of the kosav inosan that the get has to be written on the paper of the baal. But if it's Suranoi, he has no bailes. So it's not a paper of the Baal, so it's paper of Hefker. One second, please. So it's paper of Hefker. So Mele, it's post. Now, the Rashbo in Tshuva Tov Reish. Now, the Rashbo discusses it. Now, let's see. There's Tof Reish Gimel, Chilek Aleph, Tof Reish Gimel. Sha'alto, oid, alma, shenodro, hanoye, utleini. That's Tof Reish Beis, whether the Gdush Nishar. Then, im neima keim, bim kadish bishta, acher, she'efsha, lichtei, val yisur, hanoye, im lav. So, the question is, whether you can light ishtar Gdushin, Alisuranoi. The Tshuva Tov Reish Beis discusses another question. Isha achash nodr hanoi meruvim veomro kol nichse pleini olai kikorm vachakar boi siruvim vikicho madinon shal gdushin. So whether she's mkodeshes, so the Raivetz, the Rashbo's answer is she's not mkodeshes because she's osa banoi. So then in Tov Reish Gimel he's asking another shayla. How about Ishtar Kedushin that was written on Yisuranoi? So, Tshuva. So the Rashbo discusses it at great length. And he says, Tchilas kol dovor ono des tof reish gimu. Tchilas kol dovor ono tzrichem lo das im nichtivu Ishtar Kedushin bi Yisuranoi im Kodeshes. So at first he says, V'nira lidim Kodeshes. That's what he said at first. Do kaimolon bigeshe kosvi bi Yisuranoi dim Kodeshes. Kedi yise ba meivi So the first answer is that just as get shekosfa yisuranoi is kosher, so shtar kdushin shekosfa yisuranoi is also kosher. Then he mentions the Yerushalmi, uvi Yerushalmi. Then he says, and he mentions the raya, uchudiyisen ame ferikame digitin. בגמורה, בשלי שדבורם שוב וגיתנו שם שכה עבודים, והקשינם ויסו לקה, והסיק נדחי קטונה מילסה לסה בקדושן, מילסה בביסה בקדושן לא יקטונה. So לשמוע את מחובה, is איסה בקדושן. So we see there is a hekesh between הווי ליציה, that whatever is possible by get, is possible by קדושן. שלוי לשמוע is possible by get, so it's possible by Shtar Kedushin. Mechuber is possible by Get, it's possible by Shtar Kedushin. So Mele, so there is an analogy between Shtar Kedushin and Get. So it works inversely also. So whatever is kosher by Get, is kosher by Kedushin. So just as we see that whatever is possible by Get, is possible by Kedushin. So whatever is kosher by Get, is kosher by Kedushin. And then he says, Vefshalitres. Defshalitres, it's not a rivalry. Maybe only Kosef Getal Isurano is kosher, but Shtakdush not. Then he mentions the Yerushalmi Nechliku Befer Kamed Kedushin Ali the Kosef Al Isurano the Kasin Hosom Kosef Al Dovo Shosab Anoye Klima Kosef Aget Tone Maise Bolifne Rebbe Vom Gereshes Reblezer Amrein Megereshes Havibon Rabbonan Mandom Megereshes Megudeshes Mandom Megereshes and Megudeshes. So Pligen Rabbon, in other words, so Rebbe that says by get it's migoreshes bisurenoye, so by kedushin it's also migodeshes. Rebbe Lezer says by get it's not migodeshes, start kedushin shekosel suranoye, so by kedushin I mean get shekosel suranoye is not migoreshes, so by start kedushin is not migodeshes. Then one mandoma says no, there might be a difference. Mandomar Havibon Rabon Mandom Gracious Mugadeshes, Mandom and Gracious and Gadeshes, Plig Rabon the Kisra Bishem Rav Yaakov, Mandioma, or then he says, then Plig Rabon the Kisra Bishem Rav Yaakov, Barabache, that there is no real machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Lezer. But Mao Machode, Mao Machode, Voloi Plig. Mandom and Gracious Mugadeshes, Rebbe Isuranoim Divreim, has reference to Isuranoim Divreim. So that means that Yerushalmi says that the Shtakdushin is Suranoye Midrash is possible. But the same Yerushalmi says get is also possible. But the Gemara says Sholch Mitam Kosvala Suranoye is kosher. So if there is a machlege between Bavli and Yerushalmi, we have to pass like a Bavli. But it's possible to reconcile the two. Maybe the Shulch Mitam that our Gemara says has reference to Siranoim the Rabbonon, not to Siranoim the Raisi. So the Rashbo, it's a long Rashbo, and he discusses that. And then he says, first he says, we shouldn't be mechadish machlekes between Bavli and Yerushalmi. When we see there is no way out, Then we say we pass like a Bavli. But if there is a possibility to reconcile the Bavli with the Yerushalmi, why should we be Mechadish and Machlekes? So his first lashon in the Rashbo is that get al Isur Anoye is an Isur Anoye, the Raisi is possible. But the Gemara says it's kosher Sholch Mitam, so that should be applied to Isur Anoye and the Rabbanon. Then he says, that's the first lashon. And that's Mashma. That's the Ikalosh. Then he says, "Vafilu in Timzoleima." Umikolmokay, "Afilu Timzoleima." Digmor in Plige Agmor Dibne Marove. In other words, he's disposed towards the Loshin that there is no Machlekes. But even if you assume there is a Machlekes, I feel it in Solema, the Gmoran Pliga, Gmoran de Marave, because of a big more, the Loishne Bissuret, the Hanoi Drabonon, the Loishne with the Rice and Migoroches, I feel Hochelig, a big Dushin Lash from the Gmora Hoche. So, Mele, so by Dushin, it is certainly possible by Suranoi with Rice. So, in other words, he has two Ishenes like a biget, and he is disposed towards the Loishne that there is no Machlake between Bav and Yerushalmi. But the Bavli has reference to Yisraelim Midivreim. And then he says, even if we say that by get is kosher, even when it was written by Yisraelim Midiraise, but by Gdushin it is certainly possible because it's Yerushalmi Mifuresh, and you don't have a Bavli that is Mifuresh Kineged, so Mimele, we have to pass. Now, how does the Shulchan Aruch passken? One second. No, I had here the smaller. I don't know where it disappeared. Rebbe has reference to Yisraelim Midifrayim. Rebbe Lezer says, Seinu Mekereshes, Seinu Mekedeshes, and he has reference to Yisraelim Midifrayim. There is no Machlekes.
Oh, they're talking about two different cases.
That's right. Something very strange, but it's not difficult because actually the Rashbo, I mean, it's unusual, but in this Tshuva Tofresh Gimel, the Rashbo is fluctuating. Tshuva Trilas Kol Dovar Mitzrichen Ledas im nicht wie stark durch mich so an neuem Kodesh ist. Wie nirli dem Kodesh ist. So ist es sehr stark durch mich Kodesh ist. That's before he mentions Yerushalmi. Then he mentions the Yerushalmi, and then he says, so the Yerushalmi is mifuresh, that shtar, that shtar is ranoi mid reise, bein biget, bein bishtar kdushin, so it's possible. Some mele, and there is no raya that our Gemara is chilek, because our Gemara can be reconciled with the Yerushalmi. So why should we be mechadesh machlekes? So in other words, at first, at the beginning of the Tshuva, he says, since the Gemara says, Getshikus Anonim Kereshes, and the Bakshina Vailitsiye, so Shtakdush, because we Sarah Noye is Mekodeshes. That's Shita number one. Then Shita number, that's before he mentions Yerushalmi. Then he mentions Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi Nechligu, so Mele comes to a different conclusion, that Bein Biget, Bein Bishtakdush, Yisurah Noye Medereise is possible. And then he says, "Vafilu in Timzaleima, digmor in Plige, agmor ed Marove." So you only have a raya that our Gemara is chilek, can we go to get, but we go to Shtar Kedushin, we certainly have no raya. So ligabi Shtar Kedushin, it is certainly eino mikodeshes, eino mikodesh. So the Afili Shenis, the first lotion says. Trilas Koldova on the Trifam Ladas in Yichtvistor, Dushim Bissoranoim Kodesh, Vinirim Kodesh. Then the second Loshen is Enim Kodesh, Venim Kodesh. And Kosvi Shoch Mitam Kosvi Saranoi Kosher has to be applied to Isranoi the Rabbanon. Then he says, I feel it in Tulema, ignoring Plige. So that's Ligabe Gitten Plige, but Ligabe Stark Dushim is Loy Plige. So there are three alternate cheaters actually mentioned. So, but the Ramo in Simen Chof Ches, so he passes in Simen Chof Ches, Sif Chof Aleph, so, because there the Shulchan Aruch discusses Kitcha Bisuranoi in Mekodeshes, that's Kedushi Kesa Bisuranoi. Avita, so then the Ramo in Simen Chof Ches, Sif Chof Aleph, concludes Vidavke She Kitcha Biteres Kesa, Avol in Kitcha Bishtar Havekdush. Rashbo, Simen Tofresh Beis, Vitofresh Gimu. But that Rashbo has three Lishenes. And this Mashma, that he is disposed as the Shite, after mentioning the Yerushalme, that Kosvei Shoch Mitam, Kosvei Bisuranoi Kosher, has only reference to Yisuranoi Derabono, not to Yisuranoi Medaraises, so he should pass like that. But he sins. At the beginning, he says, "Chuvet chilas kol dovo on tzrichem ledas im nichti v'shtorik dushim v'suranoi im kodeshes v'nirli im kodeshes." Some mele the Ramo paskens like that because, in other words, toughest loshon rishon. No, even though when you go through the whole tshuva of the Rashbo, you see that the Rashbo is disposed towards the middle shiti. That. He said nearly Dim Kodeshes if we don't take notice of the Yerushalmi. But once we take notice of the Yerushalmi, so we should say Einim Kodeshes. Einim Kodeshes. And then he says Afilim Tzalema. But anyway, the first Loshen is nearly Dim Kodeshes, so there are more paskins like that Loshen that's Dim Kodeshes. But there is one Loshen in the Rashbo that there is one Loshen in the Rashbo that even by get is in the Megreshes. And the Gemara of Shulch Mitam is to be applied to Yisranoi the Rabbanon, but Yisranoi the Rai say it's possible. Why is it possible? Because there is a Locha Vikosa Vinosa, the Gemara, our Gemara, that it has to be written on the paper of the Baal. If it's Yisranoi, it's paper of Hefker. Now, So the Ksei says the Kashi. The Ksei says that Kashi. In Simen Reish and in the and Nav Miloim, in Simen Chofres. So the Ksei is Mechadesh, is Big Chidesh, that by get, in view of the fact she's Mekareshes Bal Kocho, there is no requirement that the Ishe has to acquire a title in the paper. By all story, Maknish, Tzorikiye, so there is Aloche that he has to be Kane, let's say the Mekabel Matone, cannot get title to the Sode unless ki zei chen de peita, sefer ha-makne, this is the halacha of sefer ha-makne. The Gemara mean the next daf discusses, or the same daf. The same daf, in Chanan, at the bottom, the chof on the base, so it's halacha of sefer ha-makne. Sefer ha-makne, that in every shtakinyan, so it has to be written on the paper of the makne, the neisein, the meicher, the odin, the baal. So why should get be different? And get there is especially there's a cause of the kosa vinosa, So mimele is possible. So the loshen, the middle loshen in the Rashbo, in Simen, in Tshuva Tov Resh Gimel, that Kosvei al Yisuranoye get that was written, and Yisuranoye, the Raisa is possible, like the Yerushalmi. So, is to be explained on the basis of the Rashbo Shite, that Yisuranoye is Afkoy of Bailes. Yisuranoye is Afkoy of Bailes, and there is another Rashbo. Tov Shin Mem Vov and Tov Shin Mem Zayin. Nishaleid Hamudar Anoy Mechaveirei Vinosan Lelulev Lotzes Bey Al Menashe Azereyu Im Shaya Bechiho Mitzves Lav Lenes Nitnu Im Lav. So suppose Ruvain answers his Anoy on Shimen, and then Ruvain gives the Lulev, the Esrik, to Shimen Al Menas Laharzer Slaharzer. Is Shimon Yates or not? Veheishiv, the Biyim Beis Vada Yates, because Yom Sheni, Yom Tov Sheni, there is no Aloha of Lochem, Shol is kosher. So Mele here also, it's kosher, even though it's not his. Mashein Kein, but how about this Ranoye? So Mitzvah Lalenesnik, but Biloshen, Avel Biyim Aleph Lo Yotzo. Do binon lekachtem lochem ish lochem v'loy mishayim isur anoye. So in other words, isur anoye is afkoy of lochem, afkoy of bailes. Then tov shin mem zayin. Nishal oid heichedu hum nichoso val atzmei oil lovi al nafshei im yeitze beze avi im echot hoil vi boye ish al aleonat. The next shayla was, suppose Ruvin Asher's his own esrik on himself, his own esrik, and then he takes the esrik to be yitze. Is he yitze beyond the fruition or not? So he says no. Veheishiv da bozeini yitze b'imechot. Why? Because it's osa. Banoy, even though and there is a chidesh, chol apoches klai akeren, there is no way, you know, of being making it muta for himself. But neder, all he has to do is to go to chochem. Or to give me a dietase and be equal in Afreya. So, Mele, even if he didn't go to Chochem, he doesn't become Hefka. So, the Shita Rashbo is no. If he goes to Chochem, it's a glory milk from Afreya that there was no net or nothing. It's an Arabic toys. But if he doesn't go to the Chochem, so Mele, neder is not Neka. So, it's also Banoye, so Mele, it's like Hefka. So, he's not Yates. So, that's the Rashbo Shita. This is the Rashbo Shite in Tov Shin Mem Vov and Tov Shin Mem Zayin, that Yisur Anoy is Afkoy of Bailes, as the Ksei says. The Ksei says it in Rashi too, but that's the Rashbo Shite. There's the Rashbo Shite and there's the Raive Shite. Mimele we can understand the middle Shite in Tov Reish Gimel, where he says that Getche Kosve al Yisur Anoy, the Raise is possible. How about the Gemara Sholchem Itam Kosvei al Siranoi Kosher? That is to be applied to Siranoi Medivareim. There's the middle Shite. The Ramot doesn't pass like that Shite. But he passes like the first Loshen, okay? But according to the it's Mashma from the Loshen of the Rashbo in Toto that is native towards the middle Shite, not towards the first Loshen, not towards the last Loshen, but towards the middle Lashon, that's how it's mashma. But there are more paskins like the first Lashon. So, the middle shite, the middle lotion of the Rashba in Tofresh Gimel can be explained, and the